Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and this is going to be the autumn equinox recording. As you know, I love to share with you the energy, the seasonal energies. And I'm going to really love to start today by leading you through a meditation that is designed to support you in your own inner balance, because the autumn equinox is all about balance. Autumn equinox is a time when the sun, the days and the nights are of equal length. There's equal amount of light and dark all over the world. And that's because the sun is tracking along the equator. And when the sun is tracking along the equator, it actually shifts the Earth's magnetic field and opens us up to very high vibrations and frequencies. All of the solstice and equinoxes, seasonal gateways, are the birthdays of a new season. They initiate a new season, and they are major portals to beautiful, alive, very high frequency energy. And it's a great day to do ceremony, set intentions, and do some meditations. And given the fact that we're living in a time where there's so much imbalance and so much coming up to be felt and cleared, and shifted and changed, I thought it might be very helpful for you to start with a meditation to bring balance into your own body. Because, as within, in astrology, we talk about as above, so below. As within, so without. Those are the principles we work with. And so, if we want to see more balance in our world, more harmony in our world, more peace, more love, then we radiate that through our being. And this meditation is designed to support you with this. It's a meditation that I often begin my spirit medicine class. My spirit medicine class is really a group of people who. We work with shamanic journeying to form relationship with loving, compassionate, helping, and healing spirits, and for the purpose of guidance and healing. And actually, the next class is going to be October 5th from 2:30 to 5:30 at my house in Chapel Hill. And you are all, whoever would, is local is welcome to attend. If you are not local and you would love to have like a weekend of working with helping healing spirits and learning how to be in partnership with them and to communicate and for the purpose of guidance and healing, it's a really wonderful, wonderful thing to do right now. And it's important because, well, with Libra, is about being in relationship to ourselves, to our any partners we may have, to our families, our communities, to the world, as well as the non-physical support teams that we have. And so these spirit medicine classes really help us to have a very tangible and loving partnership with our support. Non-physical support team and our higher, in particular, our higher self, to really bring that into our bodies and to work with it in practical and tangible ways for healing. So, we often start with meditation to raise our field and bring them together. And this is one that I love. It is a meditation that balances the elements within our bodies. So, I'd like to just begin by having you connect to your breath, taking a few deep breaths, feeling the element of air entering your lungs and leaving your lungs. And send a beautiful root system from the base of your spine down to the floor and through the dirt layer and the rock layer and the molten layer right into the core of the earth, saying hello to the spirit of the earth. Like us, she is going through many changes now. We are all shifting into higher and higher frequencies and releasing density of the past. And patterns of the past. So we send our love, our gratitude, and our awareness of all that she does to keep our lives in the physical realm. And we breathe in her love and her gratitude for our willingness to be in physical form at this time of dire beauty. Breathe in through this root system, her green, emerald green light, filling your body, stabilizing, so that you see this green, emerald light just traveling through your whole body, softening, stabilizing, and grounding you while we do this meditation. We honor, acknowledge, and welcome the past, present, and future keepers of this wisdom, the angelic realm, the planets and the stars, all of your higher selves, and the angels that guide you. We welcome the spirit of fire, spirit of earth, the spirit of water, spirit of metal, and spirit of wood. We're going to ask for compassionate, loving, helping, healing spirits to assist in this process of bringing balance into our lives. And I want you to imagine stepping into a garden, where all of nature is in its most pristine and balanced form. So in this garden, notice what the earth looks like. See a bounty, some flowers and trees. Smell the fragrance of the flowers. Maybe sit down beneath a big, beautiful, ancient tree in your garden. There is such aliveness and freshness and balance in the elements. Feel the crisp, cool air around you. Notice how clean and pristine and pure the air is here in this place. Breathe that into your lungs. Maybe there's a small little campfire near you, fire that is just warm enough, not too hot, and that is in a sort of in a trench, so there's earth around it, containing it, so that it is perfectly balanced, warm, feeling that warmth of that fire. Now notice if there's a babbling brook or a lake nearby. See that water is clear and clean and pure and flowing, contained within its banks, totally balanced. Maybe dip your toe into the water, or maybe a guide brings you this pure water to drink. Let this cool water allow more flow into your body, purifying, clearing. We're going to extend these energies in the spirit world that are perfectly pure and balanced, and allow them to inform and heal the energy within our bodies. And we're going to start with the wood element, those beautiful trees in your garden. The wood element in our body is associated with our liver gallbladder, which is located below our right rib cage. And the color associated with the wood element in our bodies is green. So feel that alive energy from the trees in your garden and the moss. Imagine that there was moss in your garden, that soft, gentle moss, extending, radiating its energy into your liver and your gallbladder. The natural energy of our liver, when balanced, is kindness, softness, like the leaves of a tree, extending our creative gifts into the world and creating something new. When our liver is imbalanced, we tend to experience tightness in our bodies, constriction, anger, and frustration. So just notice, bring your awareness into that liver gallbladder region below your right rib cage, and just be aware of any tightness or constriction. And see this green, emerald green light, like moss, the soft moss softening, balancing. Bringing balance to the wood element in your body. Letting any tightness melt, soften, become gentle, green moss. Now extend this feeling of gentleness and kindness out into the forests. See your energy radiating, your energy of kindness radiating out, energy of creativity radiating out to the forests of the earth, the ones that are healthy and the ones that have recently burned down. Inviting creativity, kindness, and new life to sprout. Bringing the energy back into your body and extending that feeling of kindness into your heart. Heart is obviously in the center of our chest. And in Chinese medicine, the energy of the wood element feeds the heart. The wood feeds the fire, kindles the fire. The color of the heart is ruby red. And the natural energy of the heart is joy and love, warmth, connection, inspiration. See your heart filling with a ruby red light and noticing if there are any places of constraint or tightness. The heart also holds our resentments, our bitterness, and when imbalanced, we experience anxiety. See this warm, loving, ruby red light softening and balancing the energy of bitterness, resentment, anxiety, filling your heart with love, asking your guides and the helping healing spirits to infuse you with a vibration of love, warmth, inspiration, connection. And now allowing this energy to radiate out. You don't have to really send it. Just be it and let it radiate and bring to mind any areas of the world where more love for any people, where more love might be welcome. And any areas where the element of fire has been out of balance, too much fire, burning things down. You don't have to go to these places, stay in yourself, but allow this energy of love to simply radiate out, bringing to mind places where fire is out of balance, not enough warmth or love, connection, or too much fire. Radiating that balanced love, connection, inspiration, warmth. In our own bodies, the heart feeds the earth element. Fire feeds the earth element, the spleen and pancreas and stomach. In our bodies, below our left rib cage. So we've kind of made a triangle. Below our right rib cage, up into our heart, and now down below our left rib cage, where you have the stomach, the spleen, and the pancreas. And the color is a golden light of late summer. So this is the earth element within our body. Send that love from the heart into your spleen, pancreas, and stomach, nourishing and supporting with your love. The earth element is where we experience nourishment and support, where we take in our food, our beverages, our life experiences, and we allow them to nourish us. We transform the food into life force, vitality, and blood. And we transform our life experiences into nourishment, wisdom. When the spleen, when the earth element within us is balanced, we experience all as well, no matter what. No matter what's happening. This balanced state of all is well, I am enough, there is enough, abundance. What I have and what I take in nourishes me and supports me. And again, the color is like the color of a late summer, golden summer day, where the golden and orange on the trees in the autumn. This color nourishes this element. When this element is out of balance, we experience worry, feeling undernourished by our experiences, feeling clingy and always wanting more. And it actually creates a feeling of dampness. So I'd like you to ask your guides to radiate a beautiful golden or orange light through this part of your body, your stomach, your spleen, and your pancreas, and to radiate all as well, to support you in harvesting and utilizing your life experiences to create healing and nourishment. Put a little smile on your lips and let that energy of that smile sink into your digestive system. All is well. There is enough. I am enough. I allow myself to be nourished and supported by life experience. I allow myself to experience being grounded, supported, to be nourished by my life, and to offer nourishment to others. Now, to see this golden light extending and radiating out of you and going to any places, radiating to any places that need nourishment and support. Radiate, all is well. And allow yourself to receive this energy from your guides and your higher self. To be supported. And to take in all of the nourishment that is offered to you, to feel that and take it in, and to allow yourself to radiate, staying within your body, just bringing to mind anyone or any place that could use some nourishment and support. And as you be this, this radiates out to all life. Now we move this energy into our lungs, bringing that nourishment, support into our lungs. The lungs are the metal element. The lungs are partnered with the large intestines. The lungs and the large intestine color is crystal white light. Think of a crystal cave filled with crystals, clear crystals, white crystals. And bring that energy of this beautiful crystal cave into your lungs and large intestines. This is where we take in new energy and release the old. This is where we carry grief and sadness, where we may experience the inability to let go. Allow this white crystal light to transform this into the courage, the natural healing energy of the metal element is courage, and the ability to be inspired, and the ability to take in new energy and release the old. Is the courage to try something new. So fill your lower belly and your chest with this sparkly white crystal light, transforming grief, sadness, the inability to let go of what has been, into this courage to embrace the new and the willingness to let go, to take in the fresh, inspired new ideas, new experiences, new life, new frequency. Feel this white crystal light healing you. Allow yourself to radiate this courage. Courage to try something new. Courage to align with the new frequencies of the new earth. Courage to take in this new energy and to release the old. Allow this to radiate out to anyone or any place in nature or in the world that needs this balanced energy that you are generating and radiating now. Bringing that energy back in. Letting that energy travel to your lower back, into your kidneys, on either side of your spine, below your rib cage. Color of the kidneys is blue. The element is water. Kidneys and the bladder. But let's focus on your kidneys. The kidney stores our essence. It stores our original blueprint for this life. The water element is a healing force. When the kidneys are balanced, the water element is balanced in our body. There is a healthy heat flow of healing energy throughout our body and a connection to divine timing and divine will and a trust that everything is happening in its own divine timing. As I said, the kidney holds our blueprint from source for this lifetime and nourishes us deeply. I think of the kidney energy in our body as like a battery pack. It stores source energy. And lets it flow. When the kidney gets imbalanced, we often experience fear and constriction in the lower back, and tightness, an inability to surrender into the divine timing, or an inability to surrender into the will that cannot be willed. See your guides spreading this beautiful blue light, sparkly light, powerful blue, filled with energy, filled with healing, into your low back, to your kidneys, and seeing any areas of constriction, fear, being smoothed. This flowing blue light, softening, and allow this energy to radiate out from you, the energy of surrender to the will that cannot be willed, surrender to trusting that all is well, that we are deeply held and supported. Allowing the cool blue water of healing energy to radiate out, touching the waters of the earth. Allowing that pristine, cool, clear, gentle, contained water, balanced water that we connected with in the beginning of our meditation in our gardens to connect to the element of water throughout our world, especially in places where there is either too much water, not enough water. Allow healing energy to radiate from you and gratitude, for water is life. Bringing your energy back into your heart for a moment. And we're gonna complete this with a violet flame meditation. So I want you to just see that blue energy from your kidneys. On the right-hand side of your heart. A little blue flame on the right-hand side of your heart. On the left-hand side of your heart, I'd like you to see a beautiful pink flame. Pink flame is the spark of love from the divine feminine, divine mother, blazing in our heart, always there. And on the right side, it is the masculine current, providing protection and power and support. Also happens to be the colors of the kidneys and the heart. And in Chinese medicine, it is very important that the kidneys communicate with the heart, that our divine blueprint, our curriculum for this life, get expressed through our heart and enabled to be empowered in the world so that we are able to carry it out in the world. That's one of many ways that we could go with this. But I just want you to see these colors and notice that when you blend them, the blue and the pink into the center of your heart, there's a violet flame. A violet flame is what we get when the divine feminine and the divine masculine merge together. Very powerful energy that transmutes heaviness, that raises our frequency, that protects. So I'd like you to blaze that violet flame throughout your whole body. Throughout your house, wherever you are. I'd like to see you to see the whole world being blazed in this violet flame that transmutes pain and suffering, raises the frequency, dislodges heaviness, and clears. It's like the energy, it's like the divine energy that is a million gazillion more times more powerful than sage. As a very helpful tool, see what that feels like for yourself. And coming back into your body, knowing that you can use this tool of the violet flame whenever you need to transmute whenever you're clearing something, or if you're walking into a room and you'd like to raise the vibration, go into your heart and see the blue and the pink flames coming together and ask that violet flame to be blazed in the room, transmuting any dense energy into light and to love, to support, into kindness. And finally, let's express gratitude to the elements. And let us say aho. Thank you.